This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission urges the Ministry of Home Affairs to take necessary measures to prevent any prohibited activities during the election period. Nepal and India signed Memorandum of Understanding aimed at strengthening cross-border biodiversity conservation and curbing wildlife crime. And US and Iran holding third round of nuclear talks in Geneva today amid rising tensions. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has urged the Ministry of Home Affairs to take necessary measures to prevent any prohibited activities during the election period. It has requested immediate action in accordance with existing laws if activities are detected, along with a report to the Commission. In a press release, the Commission instructed the Ministry of Home Affairs to inform all chief district officers and security agencies to strictly adhere to the Election Code of Conduct during the campaign prohibited period. Nepal and India have signed a Memorandum of Understanding aimed at strengthening cross-border biodiversity conservation and curbing wildlife crime. The agreement was signed in New Delhi in the presence of Nepal's Minister for Forest and Environment, Madha Prasad Chaulagai, and India's Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav. Nepal's ambassador to India, Dr. Shankar Prasad Sharma, and India's Environment Secretary, Tanmay Kumar, signed the pact on behalf of their respective governments. The understanding seeks to enhance coordination in protected areas and biological corridors along the Nepal-India border, which serves as habitats for elephants, rhinos, and Royal Bengal tigers that frequently move between the two countries. According to the Ministry of Forest and Environment, the pact will facilitate joint patrols, information sharing, research, capacity building, and stronger action against poaching and illegal wildlife trade. Both sides will also exchange wildlife crime-related information through the South Asia Wildlife Law Enforcement Network. The agreement will be reviewed every 3 years and automatically renewed every 5 years, unless either country decides otherwise through diplomatic channels. Officials said the cooperation is expected to strengthen long-term conservation efforts in shared ecosystems. Staying with wildlife, a proposal has been put forward to relocate 10 settlements located inside Balkhe National Park in Dang District. The settlements lie in wards 1 and 7 of Bobai Rural Municipality. Rural Municipality Chairperson Kul Bahadur Khatri has formally recommended to park authorities that these communities should be moved to safer areas outside the park. The settlements identified for relocation are Quirini, Bonsare, Batoli, Gauji, Jila, Simulkuna, Danagaon, Kaptane, Jaljala, and Malai. According to Chairperson Khatri, these villages have existed for more than 50 years, even before the establishment of the national park. However, they now fall within the park's core zone. As a result, residents face frequent threats from wild animals, leading to damage to crops, livestock, and even risk to human life. Khatri also stated that because these settlements lie inside the national park, governments at all levels are unable to allocate budgets for infrastructure development. Without state support, relocating the communities remains difficult. The Embassy of the United Arab Emirates in Nepal hosted an iftar reception yesterday evening in Kathmandu under the theme, "The UAE and its humanitarian effort, a sustainable strategy to serve humanity." Addressing the gathering, UAE's ambassador to Nepal, Abdullah Al-Shamsi, said the holy month of Ramadan reinforces the values of compassion, solidarity, and service to humanity. He said humanitarian action has become a fundamental pillar of the UAE's policy under the leadership of President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The ambassador also referred to the role of Vice President, Prime Minister, and Ruler of Dubai, Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, highlighting highlighting continued initiatives aimed at supporting vulnerable communities worldwide. He spoke about global challenges, including child malnutrition and hunger, stressing that the world cannot remain silent in the face of human suffering. He mentioned ongoing Ramadan campaigns and broader humanitarian programs designed to protect and assist millions in need. Al-Shamsi noted that UAE remains among the leading international donors of humanitarian assistance and continues to extend support to crisis-affected populations. Concluding his remarks, he expressed hope that Ramadan would inspire stronger global cooperation for peace, stability and shared prosperity. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The United States and Iran are holding a third round of nuclear negotiations in Switzerland, as both sides say they prefer a diplomatic solution despite rising tensions. According to Al Jazeera, Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi arrived in Geneva on Wednesday and met Oman's foreign minister Badr al-Busaidi, who is facilitating the indirect talks scheduled for today. Before leaving Tehran, Araghchi said a fair, balanced and equitable agreement was possible. He repeated that Iran is not seeking a nuclear weapon and will not give up what it calls its rightful use of peaceful nuclear technology. The talks are taking place amid deep mistrust. The United States has recently imposed new sanctions on Iran and increased its military presence in the Middle East. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he prefers a diplomatic solution but has other options. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the U.S. favors diplomacy. Meanwhile, the United States and Ukraine are set to begin a new round of talks in Geneva today, aimed at ending Russia's four-year invasion of Ukraine. The meeting comes after fresh overnight Russian strikes. Ukraine's lead negotiator, Rustam Umerov, is expected to meet U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. A broader trilateral session involving Russia is expected in early March. The talks are part of diplomatic efforts led by U.S. President Donald Trump. Russia's state news agency TASS reported that Kremlin's economic envoy, Kirill Dmitriev, also plans to travel to Geneva. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has declared plans to expand his country's nuclear arsenal and increase its operational range, urging the United States to recognize North Korea as a nuclear power. According to the BBC, in a rare message directed at Washington, Kim said the United States and North Korea could get along, but only if the U.S. accepts the Pyongyang's nuclear weapons are permanent. He made the remarks at the 9th Congress of the Workers' Party of Korea in capital Pyongyang, according to the state media. Kim said the future of U.S.-North Korea relations depends entirely on the U.S. attitude. He added that if Washington respects North Korea's constitutional status as a nuclear state and withdraws what he calls its hostile policy, there would be no reason that the two countries could not maintain good relations. His comments are seen as leaving the door open for possible talks with U.S. President Donald Trump ahead of Trump's planned visit to China in April. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Election Commission urges Ministry of Home Affairs to take necessary measures to prevent any prohibited activities during election period. Nepal and India signed Memorandum of Understanding aimed at strengthening cross-border biodiversity conservation and curbing wildlife crime. And US and Iran holding third round of nuclear talks in Geneva today amid rising tensions. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.